Well, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has announced that is launching an investigation into Lululemon over what he calls the potential presence of toxic forever chemicals in activewear, saying that it's possible the company has misled consumers about the safety, quality, and health impacts of its products. And Lululemon is an activewear brand that generated $11 billion in sales in 2025. It's got a focus on wellness, etc. Okay, so Ken Paxton, I think Ken Paxton is doing a great job as Attorney General of Texas. And I would support him for senator as well, especially over Ted Cruz or John Cornyn. But anyway, the forever chemicals issue is something that there's a lot of confusion about this. And I'm not trying to detract anything from Ken Paxton's efforts here, but folks, the truth is that every piece of new clothing from, you know, mainstream retailers, every single piece is highly toxic when you first get it. It's highly toxic. Why? Because if they didn't spray it and soak it with toxic chemicals like formaldehyde and others, then all the clothing would be eaten by moths and insects during shipping, you know, across the ocean typically for a lot of these clothes. It'd all be eaten up by moths before it got to you. And then, you know, you would open it up as full of moth holes. So they basically saturate new clothes with all kinds of toxic chemicals. And that's why, and this is true for, you know, uniforms of flight attendants. This is true for sportswear. This is true for suits. This is true for jeans, t-shirts, everything, socks, underwear, you name it. And I've often said to people, if you wear new clothes without washing them, you're crazy, because you're just basically inundating your body with unbelievable toxic chemicals. In fact, I say that for new clothing, you need to wash it twice. That is, wash it once and then dry it, which kind of vents out some of the VOCs and other toxic chemicals, and then wash it again and then dry it again. And only then would I wear it. So I'm talking about two cycles of heavy-duty washing and drying. And don't be afraid to use a lot of water during this wash cycle. You need a lot of water because water is a great solvent for many molecules and a lot of these chemicals, and you need the water to pull out these chemicals. So that's number one. Now, whether Lululemon has, I don't know, extra chemicals in their products, I guess Texas is going to find out. But I would guess, I mean, it's just my guess, that Lululemon isn't any worse than anybody else. That's my guess. But I am a lab scientist. I mean, I run a multiple mass spec laboratory. I do food contamination testing, etc. You know, I'm a published scientist, a patent holder, etc. I mean, I do know what I'm talking about when it comes to chemical contamination. Although I'm not a textiles expert, I'm a food expert, but some of that definitely applies, because we've tested many fibers, we've tested textiles before, we've tested soils and hair and things like that. We've done a lot of testing over the decade plus that we've been doing this. And you know what's interesting for Ken Paxton to know is that our lab is not that far from the Texas Capitol in Austin. So, you know, hey, if Ken Paxton wants to come visit our lab, I'd be happy to give him a tour. And maybe we could do some testing for you, you know, free of charge, obviously. We would just donate that to the great state of Texas. But I have known before that Ken Paxton, his office would sound the alarm over things like glyphosate, I think, and or maybe heavy metals. I forgot which issue it was. And I wish he would have called me, because I could give him truly authoritative ISO accredited testing and also expert, you know, analysis and opinions on what this means. Because sometimes lawmakers get overly excited about very low levels of contamination. It's like, oh, it's got 5 parts per billion glyphosate. It's going to kill you. You know, not really. Not exactly. There's, you know, you're getting that in your beer, you're getting that in your bread, you know. I'm a stickler for scientific accuracy when it comes to real numbers with contamination. And I do sound the alarm when I think it's appropriate. Like, hey, if there's crazy mercury in that skin whitening product that's sold in Mexico, of course, they use a lot of mercury in some of their cosmetics. It's crazy. But I don't think that we should sort of sound the alarm on things that aren't really alarming. So in my point of view, if Lululemon clothing, if the toxins wash out with two washes, yeah, I'm not so concerned about it, because that would be the way I would wear clothes anyway. I would wash them twice. Not that I would wear Lululemon. You know, haven't put on a pair of yoga pants in a while, you know, or never. But I would wash them twice no matter what. So I don't know that that's such a big issue. I guess it depends on whether it persists in the clothing, and that's a whole different series of testing. Nevertheless, I would direct Ken Paxton, I mean, if I had an opinion on the matter, I would say you should look at the fabric softeners and the dryer sheets sold at Walmart and the grocery stores, HEB, etc. You should look at the laundry detergents. They're loaded with toxins. And the dryer sheets, that, you know, I've talked about these for years, how toxic they are. It's unbelievable. The truth is that people wash and tumble their clothing in cancer-causing chemicals on purpose every day. This is why I can't live in a neighborhood, by the way, because I smell the neighbors' laundry as they're venting out of their dryer. They're venting toxic chemicals into the neighborhood. Have you ever done that? You ever been walking down the sidewalk in a neighborhood? You're like, oh man, those people are doing laundry again, like fuming up the whole neighborhood with their toxic cloud of cancer chemicals. Yeah, sure enough, you know, yeah, the husband there just got diagnosed with turbo cancer. I wonder why. Yeah, because you're soaking your clothes in cancer chemicals. I can't live in neighborhoods for that very reason. I can't live too close to other homes because they're always venting toxic chemicals through their laundry. So my guess is, this is a guess as a scientist, that Lululemon's clothing is not nearly as toxic as the fabric softeners, dryer sheets, and detergents that are sold at mainstream retail stores. That's my guess, and I'd be willing to put money on that. So, again, I would direct Ken Paxton, you should be looking at Procter & Gamble, you know? You should be looking at Tide laundry detergent and, what are they, like, Bounty? Is that Bounce? Bounty? Bounce, I think, is one of the dryer sheet companies. I don't know their names because I don't buy this crap, you know? Whatever it's called. That stuff, I'd be looking at that and saying, what are the chemicals in there? And then if I were you listening to this, and you know how I feel about fragrance, I hate it. I hate synthetic fragrance. I can't stand it. If I were you, if you don't want to have turbo cancer, then I would get rid of all the toxic detergents, all the toxic fabric softeners, personal care products, skin lotions, shampoos, bar soaps, body soaps, deodorants, and all that garbage. And if you're looking for a source of where to replace all that stuff with ultra clean, zero fragrance, you know, no synthetic fragrances at all, it's my store. I created this, all these products at healthrangerstore.com because I need them. And also, of course, I want to share them with you. But I need them too. I can't stand store-bought soap. I can't stand store-bought shampoo. I can't stand store-bought deodorants or laundry detergents or even automatic dishwasher detergents. So my company formulated all of these ourselves with the most pristine, heavily scrutinized ingredients imaginable. Trust me, just go to healthrangerstore.com and look at the ingredients on the home care products there. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. And then on top of that, we test all of our products in our laboratory. our mass spec lab to make sure they don't have heavy metals or glyphosate or whatever. We do a lot of different tests. So if you want ultra clean products for your home and your personal care and your, you know, from your mouthwash to your deodorant to your first aid lotion, all this stuff, just shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. Now, we don't have every single thing, you know, we don't have like sunscreen lotions and stuff. We don't have like moisturizer lotions, but most of those are just garbage from the stores anyway. They're like mineral oil, like petroleum products and fragrance and garbage. It's like, who would even wear that? Well, the same people that would buy, I guess, sportswear and not wash it. And then they would go work out at the gym and get all sweaty. And then they would soak their clothing with their sweat, which is the perfect chemical extraction recipe to actually extract the chemicals and put those chemicals onto their skin to absorb them. You do know, right, that in our laboratory, when we want to extract the toxins from clothing, we use water. You know, we use water. I mean, we might use a little bit of acetonitrile. We might use a little bit of methanol, whatever. We might use a little bit of IPA, but it's mostly water because water is the solvent that does the extraction. Well, if you sweat, you're extracting all the toxins out of your clothing into your skin. That's why you should never wash your clothes in toxic laundry detergent, because it's extracting the cancer chemicals right into your skin, and then you're absorbing it right into your bloodstream. That's why so many women have lymph node cancer, by the way, which becomes, in many cases, breast cancer. You know why? Because they're wearing bras that are loaded up with fragrance chemicals and toxins, and you know, they're wearing like sports bras that are actually, you know, compressed against their breasts, so they have a lot of contact pressure, and then they go to the gym and they work out and they get all sweaty, you know, they get sweaty, and then the sweat just extracts the toxins, pushes it into their breasts and their lymph nodes under their armpits, and then they get diagnosed with cancer. It's like, well, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to blame the victim here. I'm trying to educate you listening so you don't do those things, because I don't want you to get lymph node cancer or breast cancer because of the toxic laundry that you're using or the detergents or whatever. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. So personally, I'm not so concerned about Lululemon. Probably their stuff is way overpriced. It's probably made somewhere for like a dollar, and then they sell it for $75. You know, so I'm just guessing. I don't know. That's just my guess. But I very much doubt that Lululemon is a health risk. I think the real health risk is what you're washing your clothes in and drying your clothes in every single day. And that's why you need to use ultra clean products for that. Ultra clean products, pristine, like what we sell. So yeah, sure, I'm going to pitch my store for you there, because it could literally help you avoid exposure to deadly toxins. And I want you to be healthy. So shop with us, healthrangerstore.com, and get our ultra clean laundry detergent and our dishwasher detergent and our body soap. And, you know, when we have different kinds of, I don't want to call them what flavors, but different varieties like lavender, that's lavender essential oil in there. We don't use artificial lavender. Like, we have a lemongrass shampoo. That's actual lemongrass oil in there, folks. We don't do like fake blueberries and stuff. No, never. We're not into that at all. If you want the real deal, you shop with us. You're going to get real essential oils, or you can get completely unscented, which is what I use. But I also like, I really like our orange, our citrus body soap. I love that one, actually. It's great to wake up with, because citrus kind of, you know, wakes you up and alerts your senses. It's great in the morning, like washing with citrus soap, super clean, no synthetics, no artificial, nothing. You can get that, healthrangerstore.com. And I think you'll really enjoy it. So there you go. That's my take on it. Of course, just to be clear, Lululemon didn't pay me to say any of this. Nobody pays me to say anything, except our sponsor. I mean, we have sponsors, you know, like the satellite phone store, etc., that we have affiliate sponsorships with. That, but I tell you that I'm saying there's no secret payments, you know, from especially from some sports apparel company like Lululemon, which would never dare be associated with some of the things that I say anyway. It'd be like Nike would never offer me a contract. I wouldn't take it. Are you kidding me? No, I have integrity, you know, so I'm just saying it like it is. So there you go. Thanks for listening. If you want to check out our products, you know where, healthmajorstore.com. If you want to hear more of my podcast, it's at brightvideos.com. And if you want to read my articles, it's at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.